Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of the Load Radio Hour, the only show on the internet. I'm your host, Load. This evening, I'll be bringing you exceptional new information about the thrilling topic of teenage suicide. For now, listen to this played and outmoded crap.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like
I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey, Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? You maybe get away. And, like, maybe you should talk about it. You'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone. I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. There's pills on the side. It's got me. It's suicide. So come and pray with my side. You will not have anything. I pray with you to get away. I'm not crazy. Here's the design. The other one is crazy. Here's the design. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the design. They take me in and it's too good. That was the only solution to get me needed. But that's not to take me from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through it with a knee. Not really back to see a knee. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good deal, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the decision. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the decision. They stick me in and institution. That was the only solution to get in from that love. To take it from the enemy myself. I'm sitting in my room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say to go to pick my brain, leave me suffering at my face. By the time they pick my head, better leave, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy, here's the design. You're the one that's crazy, here's the design. You got me crazy, here's the design. They take me in and it's just a thing. But the only person you can get it from the ground is that you're from the enemy myself. Doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
Doom awaits each and every one of you. There is no hope. Doom is the only solution. And at this point, you're probably realizing that I can't find... Where the fuck did I put that track? God! I just want to kill myself and my parents. Kill your parents, then kill yourself!
Of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play,
especially because I'm so damn gay.
The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes. works its way on in. The pain grows stronger, watch it breathe. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please. And once requested me to answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave. And you can do the same thing if you please.
This is just a reminder that as you are listening to this, you are dying. Your body has begun an irreversible process of decay that can only end with your death. Even as you read this, your cells are dying by the millions, your organs are slowly failing, your bones wearing down to nothingness, your blood filling with toxins. In the blink of a cosmic eye, you will be nothing but dust. You will not even be aware that you have no soul, no spirit, no hope, as you are utterly annihilated. Every breath you take is drawing you closer to death, the end of your feeble and useless consciousness. Nothing can halt it. No one can save you. A large percentage of you have malignant cells operating in your body at this very instant, cancer which will eat the very core of you, resulting in your lengthy and painful death, much sooner than you could ever imagine. Those of you who escape this have only the uncertainty of a violent and vicious accidental death, or the unexpected agony of some wretched disease, or the betrayal of your own heart, bursting in your sunken chest. It will happen to you. You will die, and no one will care. There is no God. There is no afterlife, only absolute nothingness. Doom is your only certainty. You have lost.
Hello?
Yes!
Hey!
God, damn it. Christ. Jesus. Hell. Fuck. Ass. Hey, good evening.
Hi, this is Ruckus.
Hey, Ruckus. What's going on?
Well, we've had some interesting developments tonight and over the past week or so.
Just to refresh the memories of our listeners here, you are the chief architect in the Last Measure project for peoplesprimary.com.
Well, I'm one of them. I'm not the by any means. But, yeah, basically what happened was a couple nights ago, Pi noticed a horrible flaw in my code that allowed people to basically run any command they wanted to on the server. So, like the genius that he is, he announces and explains it in town GNA. So, basically the web host had about 30 instances of RM-RF running on it consecutively. So,
that's pretty late.
Yeah.
So what exactly was the security flaw, and how did it get there?
Well, basically, I had unsanitized variables from the URL. They were passed directly to a command line.
I see.
But anyway, so the web host contacted the people who actually had the account, and we got it all straightened out. I just haven't re-uploaded it yet. But the interesting thing is, well, just to let you know, it was Siegfried who did that.
Yes, we are aware. So, Siegfried deleted Last Measure.
So we went to an old backup on Time Cop's Subversion server. And then we went from there, and I've actually been enhancing it all night. And I'm sorry to say that we still haven't been able to get any pop-ups working on Firefox 0.9, but I have integrated, get this, I integrated weightlifter.jpg into Last Measure.
All right. That's is that the urinating weightlifter?
No. That's the one of the weightlifter with the busted ass.
Ah, busted ass. Well,
yeah.
That's something that I think that everybody can understand, appreciate, and relate to.
Yeah, so I'm proud to introduce the newest member of the Last Measure family, weightlifter.jpg.
We all eagerly await our own personal chance to view this while vomiting through our nostrils.
Hey, that's another image I should put in there. But,
as copyrighted,
yeah.
If you steal it, my lawyers will fuck you so severely, it's not even funny.
I'm sure they will, just like that guy's 800 bot botnet running wild on FNet right now.
Holy shit, that's hilarious. He's got 800 bots now?
Yeah, he's up to like 900 now.
900 fucking bots.
Yeah,
and this is through a JPEG redirect exploit type thing?
Yes. And the funny thing is, he actually had a conversation with me.
Yeah, you spoke with, for our listening audience here, basically this guy has coded something that basically it's an Internet Explorer link. If opened in Internet Explorer, it runs an MIRC exploit and basically turns your computer into botnet. He gets leech access on your FTP.
Very well put. But anyway, I sat down and had a conversation with him for about 10 minutes before he announced that he did not intend to let it loose just yet, but he was drunk and he decided he was going to go ahead and do it. And he's going to bed, but he claimed that the thing was completely encrypted, which it actually wasn't. It's just completely compressed in this incredibly crap matter. And let's see, what else?
Yeah, he's going to be, I'm voting that he wakes up in prison. The very sore ass.
That's pretty much my assessment of the situation.
Yeah, don't get me wrong here. Now, I totally believe that he's commendable for writing this horrible virus, which will no doubt cripple and destroy the internet, ruining thousands of economies worldwide and driving millions to starvation. While cannibalistic hordes of chuds roam the street, rending each other limb from limb. But just the same, he's so fucking getting busted. Especially if his encryption is basically telling people that it's encrypted, and that's the extent of it.
Yeah, but we do have some good news from him, though. He has authorized us to reverse engineer it and use it to create our own botnet.
The inherent problem within would be that then we would be getting ass gang raped in prison.
Ah, but here's the thing. You see, we can say
he
did it. Yeah, we can say he did it. But
anyhow,
we can use it to completely ass rape town politics.
Yeah, channel politics. Definitely terrible, terrible things in store for them and everyone that they love.
But then again, I'm sure there's probably already 30 of his bots in there now,
enjoying
spamming everyone who
dares to enter. That would be the most fucking hilarious thing in the history of the universe ever.
Unfortunately, 90%...
Including Mormons.
Unfortunately, 90% of people who join Pound Politics are banned instantly. So we will never be able to tell whether there is anyone in there or not.
Well, that would be our doing there. Folks, thanks
true.
To the hilarious actions of the GNAA, Channel Politics has been abused, raped, came on, and put away wet for the last 3 to 4 months. And it's just going to continue for years and years.
Yeah, they ban almost as many people as Pound Bear Cave.
Well, you know, let's never mention Bear Cave ever again if you know what's good for you. So I understand you did a show tonight. How'd it go?
Well, it was all right. I decided after Decimator kept complaining about it skipping that I was going to take an hour break, and I came back, and after about 2 hours, I took an hour break and came back for the fourth hour, but it went pretty well all in all. I'm going to be cutting it down to 2 hours because after about 2 hours, I really had no content and no one was calling in, so...
I find that, generally, the ingestion of large amounts of psychoactive substances such as lysergic acid and, you know, methamphetamine really can increase that quotient.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'll have to try that.
Speaking of which, it is now necessary for me to ingest large amounts of Class 3 controlled substances.
All right.
I'm going to let you go for now, Rukus. Thanks for calling in. Maybe we'll have you call up later. Coming up next is a track by Warren Suicide. And feel free to call in. I'm trying. Get off my phone. Get off. Die, bitch. Anyhow, that was Rukus. And, God, it sounds so much better without that fucking hybrid plugged in. Well, ladies and Jack Hoffelman, coming up next is, as I said, Warren Suicide. Now, we're trying to get, ideally, on tonight's show, I'd like to get one or more people to call up and kill themselves on the air. And I'm still thinking about ways to accomplish this, but for now, listen to this track. And if you feel the urge to call in and kill yourself at any time, don't waste time. Dial 1-866-504 and then hang up the phone and try again and dial 1-866-525-9748. The Load Radio Hour, Suicide Special. On the air.
Hello.
Yes, Picavi. I understand that you are a representative of the organization Teens for Christ.
I am.
And what are you calling for? How can I help you?
Well, I think that your show tonight is very offensive.
You do.
And I believe that condoning suicide is just like feeding the devil candy.
Well, what if the devil likes candy?
He loves candy, but you don't feed the devil candy.
I see. What about kids, you know? Kids that are kind of walking down the street to school and, you know, I might be driving my white panel van by and maybe I could offer them some of the candy instead.
Yes, but you can give them candy outside the van.
Oh, but it's much sweeter inside.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It really was.
I'm beginning to remember something that I think I may have previously repressed.
What?
1985, stalwart young boy.
I was only two. I was only two.
Yes, but you were two going on 18, if you catch my meaning.
Yeah, I was a pretty hot two-year-old, that's for sure.
So, Pekavi, what's new?
Well, I think suicide is wrong. I think it's a sin, and anybody who kills themselves definitely is going to hell.
All right. What do you imagine that hell will be like when they arrive there?
I think it's a burning lake of fire, and you'd be strapped in into these big wooden poles, and devils will be standing behind you, slapping your anus and rectum with giant purple dongs.
Wow. That is a very descriptive and erotic image there. I hope you won't mind that I'm masturbating furiously under my DJ counter.
No, stop it. But masturbating is a sin. It's in the Bible. You can't spill seed on the ground.
Well, what if it lands in,
your mouth?
Let's just say an empty Coke bottle and never touches the ground.
You can't waste it. You have to reconsume it.
Reconsume it.
Yes.
What if I fed it to a dog?
No, you have to reconsume it yourself.
Well, I tell you what if I got a part-time job at McDonald's, all right?
No, you have to eat it yourself.
And somehow incorporated it into the shake machine there.
Only if you drank the shake.
Well, what if someone else drank the shake? I mean,
no,
it's not being wasted.
Yes, it is.
No.
Because it's not used for reproduction.
Well, let's see. All right. I've got it. I tell you what I'm going to do. From now on, I'm going to get myself several gallon jugs of water.
Okay. All right?
I'm going to pour out the water, probably on the heads of people passing by my balcony. And then I will masturbate into these gallon jugs. And when I've filled five or six of them, all right.
Are you going to dump them on people?
No, not at all. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get an industrial grade giant plastic syringe. Or, you know, maybe like a baker's type thing. And I'm going to kidnap the Olsen twins and force inject this into their vaginas.
No. That's a sin.
How is that a sin? Jesus Christ, everything's a sin.
You can't kidnap anybody.
Well, what if they want to be kidnapped? Because they're under the influence of Rufinol.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Rufinol, more like rapethanol.
See, he put everything on this earth for us to use, like Rohypnol and Rufinol and GHB.
So you're down with the GHB.
Everything was put on this earth for us to use, my son.
I see. Well, in that instance, I know what I must do. And I'd like to thank you for calling up there, Pekavi. Any parting words?
I'd just like to tell my brother that I'd like Ogre Boy to rest in peace.
R.I.P. Ogre Boy.
R.I.P. Ogre Boy. You'll be in our hearts forever.
I would like to also add my own personal R.I.P. Kurosu, who was
killed. No, he's still alive.
Who was killed, unfortunately.
He sends me AOL instant messages all the time.
Who was killed in action in Afghanistan as part of Bush's evil war against...
His fat wife sends me messages, too.
Against Negroes. His wife is fat, really?
Yeah.
You think he'd get mad at me if I committed adultery with her?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so. If he's dead, I think it's okay.
Okay. Well, you know, everything seems to be working out here, folks, but I'm still trying to get some callers who actually want to commit suicide.
No suicide. Don't do it. It's
all right.
Bad. It's
good
bad.
Evening, Pekavi. I'll talk to you later.
Suicide is bad. Don't
Goodbye.
Do it. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. You know, something just occurred to me, and I believe that this is a moment of consciousness. Who am I to tell people to go out and kill themselves? That's just wrong, people. And I'm not gonna stoop to that. Oh, wait, hey, cool, white zombie. Awesome. devastation, total annihilation. Folks, if you haven't committed suicide yet, maybe this next song will help you out. This is a special dedication to Sarah Jin, who sent us like 8 billion tracks this week.
Shocking photo attached snapped in November 16th of last September by a spectator at the Collegiate Powerlifting Championships at Penn State. The unfortunate competitor who expressed a plea to remain anonymous remembered the surgeons that he was stuck at the bottom of a personal best attempt in the squat lift when he sort of pulled his stomach in and pushed extra hard at the same time as trying to complete the lift. He remembers a loud, popping, splattering noise with a fierce, stabbing pain, and then not being able to move from the squat position. He remained in this position for about half an hour, since trying to stand caused him overwhelming, agonizing pain. Paramedics arrived and applied anesthesia to the spot and carried him to an ambulance. He was rushed to surgery, where surgeons described the trauma as an explosive and aggravated prolapse of the asshole. Meanwhile, it was revealed that the rate was removed from his shoulders at the time of the incident by two spotters on either side of the lifter. The third spotter, who was standing behind the lifter, was unfortunately sprayed with fecal matter at the time of the incident. The spotter promptly fainted when he realized the extent of the injury to the lifter, who was a personal friend. This compounded the task of the first aid officers, who were at a loss as to how to treat the injury to the lifter in any case, who remained in the squatting position, moaning in pain, much to the consternation of the helpless audience. The hapless lifter had successful surgery to relieve the prolapse, but remained immobilized with his feet elevated in stirrups for 2 weeks to ensure internal compliance with the surgery, and that the organs retracted successfully. To add insult to injury, the ex-weightlifter required rectal stitching to partially occlude the anal orifice and stitch the rectal passage, which had significantly expanded and torn during the prolapse, and was also put on a low-fiber diet to combat flatulence and avoid any possibility of a recurrence.
There's no place in this fucking world. No place for a fragile heart like mine. I can't hide my insecurity. When madness comes around, I feel insecure.
Yeah.
Suicide, it's a suicide. Ba-ba-ba-bye, suicide, it's a suicide. So you wanna die, commit suicide. Dial 1-800-CYANIDE-LINE. Far as life, yo, it ain't worth it. Put a rope around your neck and jerk it. The trick didn't work. Your life was fucked up from the first day of birth. After watching Jackie Gleason walk into a precinct, gun down the captain for no fucking reason, and get some LSD or a drink from the bar. Get behind your wheel and crash the car, like Desert Storm. Got bombs for the war, confront an alligator. Let it eat your raw. Back to the function. Riding the caboose to hell. BZZZZZT touched the third rail. You fucked up, chicken. Now you just got fried. Cause it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. Ba 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 ba, suicide, it's a suicide. Six fucking devils up playing brave god. Had the fucking nerve to try and enter my graveyard. I'm the resurrector. Be my sacrifice. Commit suicide and I'll bring you back to life. The first was convinced. Stuck a water hose in his mouth at full blast, so his head can explode. Second said, that's good, but I can top it. Put an axe up to his head, and then he chopped it. Blood shot out in every direction. The rest didn't know what to do. I made suggestions. Put a slug in your mug. Overdose on a drug. Wet your hair, stick a knife in the plug. Or be like Rick Hard Prize, set your balls on fire. Better yet, go hang yourself with a barbed wire. 3 and 4 fell deep into spell, and ran to the zoo. Locked themselves in a lion's den. Number 5 said it ain't worth being alive. Smoked a dust joint. Mixed it with cyanide. The only one to escape was number 6. He went home, sat in the tub and slit his wrists. Yeah, more graves to dig. Goodbye. There's no need to cry. Cause we all die.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around every once in a while. Six fucking devils stuffed up playing brave guard. Had the fucking nerve to try to enter my graveyard. I'm the resurrector, be my sacrifice. Commit suicide and I bring you back to life. The first was convinced. Stuck a water hose in his mouth, fat full blast, so his head can explode. Second one said, that's good, but I could top it. Put an axe up to his head and then he chopped it. Blood shot out in every direction. The rats didn't know what to do, I made suggestions. Put a slug in your mug, overdose on a drug. Wet your hands, stick a knife in the plug. Or play like Richard Pryor, set your balls on fire. Better yet, go hang yourself with a barbed wire. Three and four fell deep into the spell land. Ran to the zoo, locked themselves in the lion's den. Number five said it ain't worth being alive. Smoked a dust swing, mixed it with cyanide. The only one who escaped was number six. He went home, sat in the tub and slit his wrist. Yeah. Raise the day, goodbye, there's no need to cry, cause we all die.
Look your head up high and blow your brains out. Good evening. I'm Horatio Brunswick with a public service announcement
from the Load Radio Hour. Well, the Load Radio Hour does not condone, and in fact, condemns community service to death by knife rape, thanks to the dickless shitrags that serve as arbitrators of public taste and faggotry in the New Orleans metrosexual area. This station has recently been ordered to offer some kind of wholesome educational programming, or jackbooted FCC commandos will storm our studio and piss in our equipment and faces. In order to keep the station running, we bring you the following announcement about teenage suicide, the modern era equivalent of a runaway nigger. Teenage suicide is often referred to as a cry for help. This is obviously not the case, and any psychiatrist who supports this view isn't fit to lick the horse magma from Freud's distended asshole. Really, the only help these kids need is in finding unsecured firearms and sufficiently toxic chemicals to end their miserable existences as a service to the rest of us. While you may have heard words like tragedy and selfish associated with suicide in the Zionist propaganda, the wretched Jews in the school systems cram up your ass in class 8 hours a day. In reality, the best descriptor of suicide is heroic. Every day, thousands of valiant youngsters are doing their part for our country by blowing their fucking brains all over the place, often with explosives lodged in their colons, so that they can take crowds of Israeli pig dogs to Allah with them. If you're looking for a way to do the world some good and solve your own problems as well, consider suicide, as it is not only your best, but your only option, as I am going to personally murder all of you eventually with my zombie army of the night. When you kill yourself, you are not only solving your own problems, but also those of the people around you who will no longer have to suffer through your pathetic and abortive attempts at life. Your harsh, nasal voice and endless parrot-like repetition of Star Trek catchphrases will finally be silenced by the 6 feet of dirt separating you from people who actually matter. No one really loves you, especially your parents. They're only pretending so that they can harvest your organs while you sleep. Kill yourself now. By killing yourself, you free up valuable resources for those who can truly use them, such as the mountain of hot, tight, underage pussy I expect to snap up as soon as you wretched emo faggots finally off yourselves. Killing yourself is as easy as taking a Kalashnikov assault rifle into a crowded square and emptying dozens of clips into the unsuspecting populace until the police ventilate your skull with hollow .30-06 rounds. Why stop at yourself? You can help your friends commit suicide as well, by distributing a special blend of Kool-Aid. Really, it's what they would do themselves, if they weren't useless fucking cowards. It's never too late to perform an abortion. Kill your parents, then kill yourself. For the Load Radio Hour and Schlitz Maltlicher, I'm Horatio Brunswick, signing off. We'll be right back.
Tyree of the Vision disappears, and now the world we see, you're in the game. One day will come if you enter the cyberspace, and you never, never want to get out. Because reality is shit, and cyberspace is gone.
Delete yourself. Delete yourself.
Suicide Hotline?
Yes. My name is Joe. What's yours?
Jean-Michel.
Jean-Michel. What's that, French?
Haitian. I'm gonna blow my brains out.
Wait a minute. Talk to me.
No, I'm gonna take these pills.
What kind of pills?
Reds, blues, greens, whole fucking rainbow. The trustees harassing me.
Are you in prison?
No. The city's killing me.
Tell me about it. You're talking to the right guy. How's it killing you?
Boyfriend left.
I've been there. Do you love him?
Not especially. I'm alone. We all are here. Respect fools get.
disrespect I get? I have respect for you just for making this call. This is not an easy call to make.
You won't be so arrogant. The police arrive.
You okay? What's that noise?
It's my mother.
French.
Ish.
Rainbow. Killing me.
Ish.
French.
Just tease and harassing me.
Talk to me.
Reds, blues.
You okay?
Not especially. Black, white, green.
Reds, blues.
Greens.
Ish. French.
Hello.
Ish.
French.
Police arrive.
Hello.
Talk to me. What's that noise?
Just tease and harassing me.
You okay?
Ish.
French.
Rainbow.
Just tease and harassing me.
Police arrive.
Just tease and harassing me. Tell me about it. What's that noise? Prison?
Respect.
My mother. Tell me about it. What kind of American rules? You okay?
Not especially.
Reds, blues. Prison? Been there.
Yes.
French prison? Been there.
French?
Been there.
We'll blow my brains out.
Tell me about it.
You won't be so arrogant. Please survive.
So much that I know now. The object of the exercise drive me insane. How will you know when you've achieved it?
We'll be right back.
What is it all about? Is it good or is it whack? Find out on the next Load Radio Hour.
Camera, action, death.
Service announcement. If you're not already dead, please get to work on it.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody-goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody-goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life, I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. But maybe mother's 8 months, her little sister's too. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack. Except when I cross over, it ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beat Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Represent your clique and out your heart, banging from God to Enron. Bin Laden is still CIA. John Walker captured in Kandahar, Afghanistan, with shit stains on his face. I seen the planes hit the World Trade, then I seen the world change. I need a logical earthquake. People exploding on the same streets where the prophets and priests walking on water. Now we be throwing rocks at police.
I'm a rock till the sun and the earth collide. You be the first to hide. My words hurt and they burn inside. I'm the terror jump. Give me my space. Had a matches in a spray can up in your face. Like third degree. Word to me. Gun over my shirt so you birds can see. Man swerve. Camouflage kid with the turban. Jihad all star, nice off the bourbon.
If I gotta go to war, then I'm going for death. Get my joint from the top of the shelf and get prepared. A nigga only got one life, but I ain't scared. I pray to the Lord in the sky to take me there. I see a lot of bullshit, a lot of fucking drama. Chop a nigga's head off, but let me get Osama. Suicide bomber, I'm good with those. Fucked up clothes, the motherfucking life I chose.
Hey yo, niggas say I'm crazy cause I travel by airplanes. Ever since 9/11, shit fucking changed. Nothing's the same. The sky is red, my eyes is red. But I'm still here. First we lost Pun, then we lost the Lear. Then the terror came and made the Twin Towers disappear. Flip to CNN, sit down and analyze. It's like I look at the city and I don't recognize it. Keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
If you lost a loved one, big sight from the streets I spit for my thug ones.
Moon, I look up at the problems we facing. Starvation, paying for your education. Now I gotta worry about dying on a plane. Things change for the seasons for too many reasons. A million and one for thieving, breathing and dying to breathe. All the greed they supply. Yeah, I see it, but I see it for real. Niggas that squeal, niggas that won't, niggas that deal, niggas
kids
that
for the mothership, sitting on 20s, my shit's heavy. Suicide bomb, I go off in the bathroom with Denny's. Drug connects and bug specs, I flex at the Emmys. Stop repping your set, knowing you getting stressed for pennies. Doing the buck 20, cracking up the belt for coke. A billionaire with oil and guns, check to provoke. I'm on the edge, and these new pills are made by the feds. Another setup, one in your face, wires taped to your head.
From the
alcoholics, drug addicts, loaded heroin fiends. Since the twins came down, I don't remember my dreams. September will mean I'm under darkness, we pump the hardest. Wars in other lands over who or what your guard is. Regardless, spitting facts with my crew on the stoop. Like the only anthrax we ever do is the group. Proof is the proof, the truth, I ain't afraid to fly. Streets is war, a piece of war, I ain't afraid to die.
Smart on a dog, wartime, I gotta defend it. Whether I'm Malcolm or Martin, gotta do something to win. Must do something to win, so the empire strikes back. Pack that chrome because it's in fire right back. Back at home, know where you live and you play at. North, south, east, west. Know where your kids and your lays at. Rephrase that, how you live in the days that your sins are displayed and your spirit flies away, black.
Heading for Mars, and still we stand tall. 'Cause maybe they've seen us and welcome us all. With so many light years to go and things to be found, we're sure we all miss the soul. It's a final countdown. We'll be right back.
Just Doom awaits you all. This is the end of the Load Radio Hour. Turn off your computer machine and kill yourself before it's too late. Jews did WTC. Lol Jews, lol at 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 WTC.